Hughes travels the world, championing the causes of women, opening schools and clinics, establishing English language classes, and communicating with international media. It's her job as a U.S. government official, but she also calls it waging peace. And she says the need to reach out to the rest of the world is more important now than ever before for the United States. According to polls like the Pew Global Attitudes Project, formerly positive views of America have dropped significantly, especially in the Middle East. The U.S. government's actions overseas continue to be a key factor in anti-American sentiment abroad. Hughes says she hopes her new initiatives will prove to the international community that America does want to be friendly with every country. One project Hughes created this past summer is the Counterterrorism Communications Center. She says the group of State Department experts who work in this program has an understanding of and is culturally sensitive to Muslim and Middle Eastern audiences. She says the center provides the intellectual framework for how the United States responds to terrorism.
It's a small group of people who come to work every day with the mindset of how can I advance the ideological struggle against extremism and terrorism across the world today.
Hughes says communications, cultural exchange programs, and improving the lives of others through health, education, and economic incentives can help to counter terrorism. She says reaching out to young audiences in other countries is the main target of this project. Hughes recently launched another program aimed at young people, ages 8 to 14, in 13 mostly Islamic countries. Speaking to members of the foreign press in New York recently, Hughes said that the Youth Enrichment Programs, or YEP, offer sports, music, art, and English classes to over 6,000 youngsters, including in the West Bank and Gaza.
We try to focus these programs in areas of disadvantaged youth that are both vulnerable to radical recruitment, but also where they don't typically have these kind of opportunities.
Hughes recalled a boy she met during a recent visit to an English class in Morocco. The youth told her that he had found work thanks to his ability to speak English. She said this boy came from the same neighborhood as the Casablanca suicide bombers, but that perhaps now the youth had a reason to live rather than a reason to die. Hughes says she hopes these kinds of programs will provide stability and opportunity for young people all over the world. She says the budget for these initiatives has gone up in her 2 years as Under Secretary of State, but she would like to have even more funding for more work.
These kind of programs ought to be a national security priority because I really believe that winning over populations and winning over the ideological struggle is as important as the military side.
Hughes, a close friend of President Bush, served as his White House counselor during his presidency from 2001 to 2002. The president asked her to come back in 2005 after he was reelected for a second term to serve in her current position. Hughes says she is trying to change the minds of those who dislike the United States, one person at a time, if need be. Mona Ghanem, VOA News, New York.